Section B. Listening comprehension. Listen to and follow the instructions for each of the listening tasks. Before each recording, you will hear this sound. Task 1A. You are going to hear 6 extracts about different topics. For items 1 to 5, match the option A to G to the speaker 1 to 5, and transfer your answers to the answer sheet. There is one extra option you do not need to use. You will hear the extracts once. You now have 20 seconds to read the topics. 0 is the example. Example.
Sometimes if you don't stir the Irish coffee well, the mixture of the sugar and the whiskey and the coffee isn't mixed well, so you might get different tastes at different stages when you're drinking it. Second of all, if the cream's not whipped well, it mightn't, first of all, get out onto the spoon. The opposite way, if it's not stirred enough, it might just float and go down to the bottom of the coffee, so that's not good either.
Speaker 1.
It's a perfect workroom, and I think that it was the reason that Johnson did decide to rent this house. You know, he saw that it's a huge room, it's open plan through the entire house, and this meant that he could really spread out and have the space he needed. There was room for all of his books of reference, you know, obviously the table space he needed, but also the space for himself, and he was a big man. And his 6 assistants, his copyists, who actually helped him with the actual copying out.
Speaker 2.
It's a very, very interesting place because it's the only truly international city on the planet. In the first 11 years that it was a colony, a Dutch colony, there were already 18 different languages being spoken here. It was truly international. And now, in the 21st century, it has become an interesting thing. It is exactly what you believe it is. If you believe it is old and dirty and ugly and full of rude people and fast and cold and emotionless, you're 100% right. It is. But if you believe it is Florence during the Renaissance and it's music, and it's technology, and it's shining, and it's exciting, and it's fast, then it is.
Speaker 3.
A lot of the meanings have changed, you know, have altered or become obsolete, or there's new ones, of course, that aren't in there. A lot of them haven't. I think, for me, possibly its greatest use is looking at the quotations that he's included, which he adds on after the definition, that contain the word he's trying to define. So you actually get a sense of the word in action. And I think that it's this that does give you a real sense of the man, the quotations that he adds on, because there's hundreds of thousands of them.
Speaker 4.
The reason I went online for online dating was because my availability to find single women was very limited. I'm also very shy. I'm not the type of person that can just walk up to somebody in a nightclub or a bar and just walk up and start talking to them and be very charming and try to get a date and stuff like that. It's just not who I am. I've never really been able to do that. So it was very easy for me to do it online that way. Just because of the way I am and the type of things that I do, it doesn't open me up to having a lot of chances to meet single women. So this was basically the easiest way for me to do it.
Speaker 5.
So I suppose that's what we represent here, and that's what I would see as modern Irish cuisine. I have a team of chefs in there who are pretty much, I'd say 70% of them are Irish, but they've trained abroad. So they take those dishes and they put some little twist on them with the different accompaniments and different things like that. So I suppose the basic dish itself, the roots of it, are traditional Irish type of food. And then you just garnish and accompany it with more kind of international flavours.